on the night itself. Crow shadows circled them. Two huge ravens perched upon the shoulders of the larger figure. Nobody breathed for a while. Not even Shadow Spinner, I'd bet. And I was sure he had no more idea what was happening than I did. The pink flare faded. A cable of pink reached toward Digigore, like a snake probing, stretching. As one end neared us, the nether end broke loose. That whipped our way too fast for the eye to follow, and in an instant screamed into Shadow Spinner's bright diamond. Sun-brilliant flash splashed out of that sorcerous construct's far side like suddenly flung barrels of burning oil. Immediately, the dark web overhead began to shrink back into the remnants of the diamond. The air vibrated with the Shadow Master's anger.
"Goblin! One Eye! Talk to me, boys! Tell me what the hell just happened!"
Goblin couldn't talk. One Eye burbled,
"I ain't got the faintest fucking idea, kid. But we're downwind of one seriously pissed off Shadow Master, who's probably going to blame you and me for his ulcers."
The tremor disturbed the night, more psychic than physical. I am magically deaf and dumb and blind, except for perceived effects, but I felt it. One Eye was right. The pink light was gone. I saw no more sign of those bizarre riders. Who were they? What? How? I didn't get a chance to ask. Little brown fellows, carrying torches so they could see where they were running, burst out of the Shadowlander camp. That could not bode well for me, my pals, or anyone else inside the wall. "Poor Spinner," I cracked. "You gotta feel for the man."
"Huh?"
Sparkle was the only man close enough to hear. "Don't you hate it when some no-brain vandalizes a work of art?" Sparkle didn't get it. He shook his head, grabbed a javelin, and threw it down at a short person with a torch. He missed. Around where those Shadowlanders had gained a foothold on the wall and on the earthen approach ramps, a big racket began to develop. The Shadow Master, piqued, had told his boys to get back to work, and don't be so damned gentle anymore.
"Hey, Bubba Doo!"
I shouted at a soldier.
"Who's got tonight in the pool?"
"There is the Black Company for you. We've got a pool on what night the city will fall. I guess the winner gets to die with a smile on his ugly mug." Chapter 24. Goblin and One Eye had chosen to stay close to me. The real Goblin and One Eye. I checked every few minutes to make sure. Their attention was on the hills, not the excitement across town or any of their own schemes. Strange lights moved out there. A band of Southerners sent out earlier returned at a gallop, half their number missing. They flew as though devils worse than their boss were after them. They dared ride the way they did only because Storm Shadow had been obsessive when she leveled the plane and because there was light from the city. Fires were burning. Only a few so far, but fires.